This is Them That's Up Me, and I am back with another podcast. But look, this time it is talking about Beyonce, Cowboy Carter, the new release for her, the new CD, the new, I don't know, just new music, period. And look, the album to me is good. It's good as platinum. Already, it's good as platinum because I really enjoyed the album. I listened to it all last night till this morning, and I enjoyed the album. I don't have any. Some people are like, oh, you know, then I wasn't feeling like I didn't like it. I was feeling like I loved it. There's some songs up there that I really enjoy. I like the one where she has with Miley Cyrus. I like the Levi or Jean. I can go one more. It's like 27 songs / interludes, I like to say, but they are really good. And people, y'all don't be mad at me, but I kind of almost like it a little bit better than Renaissance. A little bit. Now, the Renaissance concert. No, that was the best concert, and I've been to mostly all of her concerts dating back to when she was a teenager, because I was a teenager, so I even went then. But we're talking about 30-something years almost ago. Seeing her when she just started out in person and seeing her now, man, mind is blown. She is a heck of a performer. I was like, when I hit 40, I was like, oh, you know, I'm not gonna go because I'm 40 now and I'm too lies I told. I just went to, well, one, which was the Renaissance tour. Because before that, she didn't really have a true, I guess, tour. Then, since I turned 40. And so, Renaissance was my first 40-year-old tour that I took. You know what I'm saying? Which I'm not going to do it. But I did it. And you know what? I enjoyed the heck out of it. It was great. And I just like, why do you always go to Beyonce? We don't really see Beyonce, but look, she gives a heck. There ain't too many people I really have to see. Because I like concerts, I've been done. There ain't too many people that I have to see. But when Beyonce say that she is going to do a tour, I'd be want to go see it. Because she gives she's a good performer. She's a good performer. Now, you know what? I am itching for, like, this third leg of this, the third act, I guess is what it is if she decides to bring the other Destiny Child members. And when I say other, I'm saying all of the Destiny Child members. Besides that one that we, like, really don't really know, for real, like, yeah, so like the original members, and that would be nice. I would love to see all of them kind of, you know, whatever. And if they made a new album together as Destiny Child, where all of them are together, that's a bomb idea. You know what? Look, that's a good idea. That's a good idea. They were all pretty good, though. They were all pretty good songs. I do not have a complaint. I do not have any complaints. Truly good. And so we can get into that. Because if you have not taken the time to listen to at least one song, besides the two that you already know about, the 16 Carriages and Texas Hold'em, You have to listen to some of the albums. Not just those two. You got to deep dive into the album, because that's cool. There are so many good songs up there. And it's not as country as you thought. I mean, I thought, because I don't know what y'all thought, but I thought maybe it was going to be more country. It ain't really country country. It ain't even really country. You got some country, you got country people up there talking about country. But it ain't country. Country. If that makes sense. I mean, it's still Beyonce putting her thing on it, you know? No pizzazz on it. A little touch that she do. And then she also got some of the other black or African American or people of color on the album, you know, as well. Some of them people who are also into singing Western. Cowboys, country? Yeah, that's country. The country. I don't know why I want to say Western. All because in particular there was one song that she actually mentioned, the Western Superstar. And I've been thinking about that song all day. I've been thinking about all the songs today, but it's something that I cannot get out of my head because it's so good. This one particular line she says about the Western Superstar. I was like, oh. Man, this album, I don't know how they're going to do the tour. But I would love to be there at this tour. I don't know what people will have to wear for this one. I don't know if we're going to be donning cowboy hats. Cowboy clothes. I don't know. But whatever. I'm sure the people will enjoy, because it's a heck of a album. Some boots, everything. It's a little good album. But we're going to get into some more what was on that album. And a few. I might put some more damage that I need. Let's get into this. Cowboy Carter. I am back with some more things that me, and we about to go through this list real. Cowboy Carter by Beyonce, 27. I believe it's 27. Songs that you really took on. And it's just good. It takes you to church. It takes you to the club. It takes you to the bar. It takes you to the record shop. It take you to maybe the beach. It takes you to space. I don't know, but it takes you everywhere. It is a good album. It takes you everywhere. Just outside of my house, wasn't it somebody? I don't. It takes you so many different places. There's so many places I went. Just listened to this last night. Just listened to it in my head. Just they are right with them while they were saying all this. It was good. And so she got American Recognition, Blackbird, 16 Carats, Protect, Myra, Smoke Out, with Willie Nelson, which seemed like a bit of an interview to me, but I could be wrong. Texas Hold'em, bodyguards, look, and Dollar B. It's like, you know, a little interlude. Jolene, she put her whole thing on that. Her whole was her whole Beyonce. Her whole, I don't know if Sasha Fierce came to play or not on this album, but I'm telling you what, they did that. Then she got Daughter, Spaghetti, which is another one that I like, and that's good. Linda Martell and Shaboozy, Alligator Tears, Smoke Owl 2 with Willie Nelson, Just for Fun with Willie Jones, Two Most Wanted with Miley Cyrus. Oh, that song is so good. Levi Jeans with Post Malone, another good one. Flamenco. And then they have a little interlude, one of my tail show, which, if you didn't know, was a country singer who sang at Grand Ole Opry back in the day. And so, one of the first African Americans do it. And so, then she got Yaya. Oh, that's another good one. Oh, Louisiana, Desert Eagle, River Dance, and Hands to Heaven, or Two Hands to Heaven. And then it's Tyler, Sweet Honey Bucket, that in interlude with Shaboozy, but I can tell you what, that thing right there, it'd be a whole song. They need to make that a whole song. It may actually be a whole song, because it's kind of like the three part of it, like Sweet and Honey and Sweet. But it's going to be a whole song. It needs to be more of it. That thing there, that gets me crunk a little bit. I don't even know if that's the real thing. Ready to jam with whatever I have left in me to jam on a good day. But that really does. That makes you that amen. I say, take you to church a little bit. Man, this is a really good album. 27 songs. It took you about a good whole hour to listen to it. But I can't say nothing bad about it. Talk about this. Because this is all just fine. This is fine. So, come on, two more than just me. Let's try to get into the songs again. I'm back with some more than just that me. And look, the songs be songing on this Cowboy Carter, but I'm gonna tell you now, she be, they be, all of them be singing. They all done sang. Everybody right up under this on the table, especially, I don't know about nobody else, but me. They done sang me right up on the table. This whole production. I mean, I was underneath the table. I done had to put the daggone tablecloth on me, because they done put me, he sent me night. They said, you cannot take part in this, because I can't hold the tune back now. They were saying, they sung, honey, they sung. You gotta go and listen to it. Let's get in it. One wants to stand out to me. Well, they all stand out to me. Every single one I laid out really stands out. There is not a song that I dislike, which I thought it would be an issue because it's not like I don't like country music. I like music, so it can be country. I'm gonna be honest, I'm not gonna sit up here and turn to a country station, but if I hear it and it resonates with me, that's cool too. Because sometimes country can be a bop, so it just depends on what it is, you know? I used to like Big Land, some of their songs or something. They were kind of cool. I mean, so I did. And I like Leanne Rimes, she has this one song about how do I breathe without you. Oh man, that was my song. I thought that was so good. Neither here nor there right now, because right now we are talking about Cowboy Carter. And when I say talking about, I mean we're about to get into it, because he got Cowboy Carter. Loved it. And I especially like when I believe that she said something similar to on Bodyguard. She says, I don't want to have John Wayne ass. That's that Western superstar I was talking about. I don't want to have a John Wayne that ass. Line right there. I felt that because I was like, okay, now, I don't want nobody to John Wayne me, and I don't want to have John Wayne, but anybody can get it on any given day. So, okay, I see you like that. And she say, gotta hold me back. Like, I feel you on that. Felt that in my bone on that song. That made the whole song for me. That made the whole song. Not to mention just the you know, she got some country, you know, melody in it. You know, country throughout the whole album. The banjo or the guitar or whatever. You know, maybe piccolo, I don't know. But what I do know is whatever she got is working. See, it ain't country, but it gives you the country, it gives you hints of church, it gives you hints of whatever, because she did a rap, man. Rap on one of the songs, and the flow was sick to me. I was like, oh, wow. And her American rap, similar to like, it seems like a Queen song, you to church, to country. Legit right, very similar to what I just said. Say that I was quick. And I don't know what it was. It was a cowboy. I don't know. The night of joy. Because I am in fun, because I was like, I like this song. It was a good song. Riverdance. It seems like a little Renaissance vibes, meet country. And then, you know, like it's kind of right now at this point, Riverdale is country. The whole shabam-wham. Now that gave me country. I know. Now that is a good song. She's saying, I believe this is what she said. Ongoing. Call my name. Well, you got me going. I am calling your name right now. I don't know what you're going to use. Okay. I don't know. Cowboy Carter. I don't know. But what I do know. It's always wonderful to me. That's all that matters. To me. And Alligator Tears. It has a cool, you know, cool beat. Good vibe. But the most wonderful, the smallest is so good. I'm telling you, I feel a reward coming on for that one. Because them two together is something I did not know I needed, wanted to have. I didn't know I was gonna ever get. But when I heard it last night and I got it, I said, man. That's when you know the getting is good. That's when you know the getting is good, because I'm like, I was feeling that. They both sounded excellent. You know, Miley Cyrus on her own. Obviously, spooky on for her. I cannot, I can't stop playing that song. I play that song all day in my head. Literally, all day in my head. I can't stop playing that. I don't know what came out of that. That's how good it is. Just that one song on the album again. That song is like getting old. This is it for me. Yeah. And she got to turn it on. This is it. I can see her, playing for Country Music Awards. She's just nominated for it. You know, this Music Awards. This one. Because like I said, it's not just country. This is the kind of thing. And all of it. And everything. Yeah. You get a little bit of rock, a little pop, R&B. Now you just get much. You get so much. That lyric, the tenor, Adele. But it kind of goes slow. Just right, just like that slow, but that's how I thought it. As it, split first, and then just kind of went straight up. And it clicked on. Then I guess you hit the honey, and you bucking that in. You bucking. You just straight bucking. Spaghetti. Play. Cool on this song. It's great. It's so ridiculous. Okay. And Shaboo. And you also have Winnie Martell. It's crazy. It is insane. The flow is ridiculous. You have a man and two man to heaven. One's give me the church vibe, Also, give me a little, takes me out of Katie here, the way it sounds, even though you're in the church vibe. That's what I say, it's like so, it's a mixture of these songs. It's like so many things you can take from it. Somebody else might listen to it and think something else. I might listen to it and think something else. It is, that's why I say it's a master. It's not just like, so many people. Because if you like country, okay, you might like this. If you like R&B, you might like this, And then you got little bits and pieces that are stuff to you that I put from, like Blackbird. Blackbird is what written by Paul McCartney, I think. And I believe it was about students who were going to school. Well, just having an older is what that particular song was written for. And then you also have Protector, which is just a beautiful song. Levi Jean, Post Malone. It's the song with two of them. It's like my fault. I really didn't know I wanted to play it. But I do that. Vocal ability is on fleek. It's vocally a beautiful song. I don't know what you can call it, but whatever it was, it was beautiful. Daughter. I'm gonna post a beautiful song. With Willie Nelson. But it's something about it. It's just kind of cool that movies they have, with different people they have. With Baron, partner Willie Nelson, and Martell. It's just kind of dope. So I have another song, Just for Fun, with Willie Jones, which is a beautiful song. Beautiful song. There's so beautiful songs. The vocal ability on this album alone is crazy. There are some songs that remind me of the Queen's song. It's crazy. I mean, that'd be definitely she put her spin on that. Definitely, because she put her Beyonce spin on it. Because in Jolene, she says, "I raised that man and raised some kids. Yeah, give him one. Yeah, if you're that way, they want to. Yeah, she telling me right now, I raised that man and I raised some kids. I know you're not trying to put me. That's what this. I will bless you up." Which is my words right now. What it should be about. Just bless you up words. You got just words should be enough. Yeah. I mean, the song's just good. And the song that actually reminds me of the album is just good. But the song reminds me of but as far as the album itself, it is named Calvert Carter. They do a little bit more countryfied, I guess. But it's still Beyonce. And look, people was talking about people saying that Beyonce can't go wrong. Yeah, obviously, everybody can go wrong. I'm not perfect. But it's still, how they don't show close to me. Close to being perfect. Without any matter. So I can't wait to see what the next album, the next act gonna be. I still say maybe it's gonna be all of the Destiny Child did not feel that would be cool either. That's just my thought. Once again, I say all I need to do is get home and show it. You know, just my thought. You got to tell your lady, you got to tell your lady, you got to show it, you got to tell your lady. And what if you make that just actually? Well, wouldn't it be interesting even if it's not actually, if they just do it anyway? Because I've always wanted to see them that way. But that's not actually finished. What is that? I was thinking maybe space, a little futuristic, EDM. I was feeling more futuristic than space. Okay, she's already good in science, and she's good in country. And I was thinking, yeah, space. But what is better, more better than space is, like I said, them all coming out together. Well, you want an album. Or album is the not what he does. But we shall see. You guys, this is that album. Tell me what you think. I done told you what I think. So tell me what you guys think. But yeah, you should give it. Everybody should give it. It's good. Good. Have a quarter. Did what needed to be done to me. But this is them. Just let me tell your friends, real, instant, fake. Family,